Hi, this is Andy. In the series about the questions people ask us and how we answer them, I've already explained how to handle three of the four most frequently asked questions. Those three questions are, what is it, or the what is it group of questions. The second is it selling? The third is it networking, or is it MLM, or that group of questions. The fourth most frequently asked question or group of questions relates to a particular company. And it could be, is it Amway? Is it Herbalife? Is it Clean Easy? Or any one of a number of network marketing companies. First thing to say is, if you don't know anything about these companies, that's okay, because you don't actually need to know anything about the companies to be able to handle the question. The second thing to say about this question is, the first thing we need to do is find out what the question is behind the question. And you already know how to find out the question behind the question, and that's simply to ask, that's an interesting question, what makes you ask that? Because what we want is to hear what their experience has been to lead them to ask this specific question. Now, I want to just spend a moment explaining why they might ask that question, because it's not necessarily a negative thing at all. The first thing is that all these companies that they'll mention are network marketing companies by and large, and these network marketing companies will fit into two categories. Either it's a here today, gone tomorrow kind of company, kind of startup company that's got a bright idea that thinks it'll work in network marketing, which is all bells and whistles, but after a brief period, a year or two maybe, nothing happens, or it's about a network marketing company that's got a long-term track record. Amway, Herbalife would fit into those kind of categories. Now, the fact is that all of us in Forever Living have chosen Forever Living products because we believe, for a variety of good reasons, that Forever Living is the very best company. And therefore, it's only natural that we would feel that any other company comes in second best to Forever Living. But it's really important not to get into that kind of conversation. And that's because all good network marketing companies of long standing have good products. And we don't want to start trying to talk down something that is actually good. Herbalife have a great weight management product. Amway have the best home cleaning products in the world. And of course, with them being network marketing companies, you'd expect them to have top quality products, because that's a theme in network marketing companies, that it's about the products. And it's about word of mouth, getting information about those products about. So in order for them to be successful, they need a top quality product in the first place. That's common to all successful network marketing companies. So we mustn't get into a kind of conversation that leads us to disparage or criticize the products of another network marketing company. We need to actually find out the reason why somebody's asking the question. Now, it might be that they've actually just discovered network marketing, and the reason they've discovered network marketing is because somebody has approached them about one of these companies, the one that they mentioned, Amway or Herbalife. And the important thing there is not to try and steal their dreams. If they're still in the first flush of finding out about networking, finding out about their company, encourage them. You know, it's really important not to become one of those negative people who tries to persuade somebody to move from one network marketing company to the other. Encourage them to give it their best shot. And I would say to somebody, that's fantastic. I've just joined a network marketing company myself. It's a brilliant industry to be in, isn't it? Have a little chat about the industry. I'm very excited. Why don't we keep in touch and compare notes every month or so, or every 6 weeks, or every couple of months or so? And in a couple of months' time, I'll let you know how I'm getting on, and you let me know how you're getting on. And just keep in touch with somebody that way. Now, it might be that somebody is asking you, is it Amway, or is it Herbalife, or is it Clean Easy, because they have been a distributor and it hasn't worked for them. Now, is that, knowing what we do know now about network marketing, is that the fault of the company? Well, if they've got great products, it's hardly going to be the fault of the company. Of course, if it's a here today, gone tomorrow kind of company, then it is the fault of the company. But mostly they will be asking about large network marketing companies. And obviously, if they're large, they're successful. So it's not about the company. What it is about, though, is about whether somebody has received the right kind of coaching and training. And often, if they haven't received the right coaching and training in the network marketing company, it just won't have worked for them. And that may be because they've been introduced by an amateur networker who hasn't learned how to coach and train their downline. And so they're leaving a wake of people who haven't really been able to make a go of it, not through any fault of their own, but through the fact that they just weren't shown the right thing to do. This happens a lot in network marketing, and that's why it's our responsibility when we are building our team to learn everything we need to learn, learn it quickly, so we can teach it to the people who are joining us so that we can help them to be successful too. But because most people who join networking never bother to learn what they need to learn, they're not equipped to teach the people that join them how to build a business, and so they leave people in their wake. And it could well be somebody that's been left in somebody else's wake that is asking this question. So we need to say, that's an interesting question. What makes you ask that? And if they say, oh, well, you know, I tried that and it didn't really work for me, they tell you their experience. And I would say, what's really interesting about that is that it seems to me that you wanted the business to work for yourself, but you just didn't receive the right kind of training and coaching that would help you to achieve the things that you wanted. Would you say that was fair? And they will say, well, that is it. I never really was shown what to do. Say, what I'm going to show you is a system where we teach and train people how to become successful. We've got a track record to do it. Come along and find out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. And that's a really important thing that I say. Come and find out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. I don't want to create a selling situation. What I want is to create a situation where we say what we have to offer, but I give them a chance to find out for themselves. So that's if somebody has had an experience with a network marketing company that hasn't gone very well. It might be, though, that somebody has simply been approached by somebody in one of these network marketing companies, and they've been approached badly. Now you know how to approach people properly. You know how to approach people without coming on too strong. However, most people who join network marketing don't know that. So what they do is they become the pub bore. They bang on at great length either about the products or about their company, and they do it in a way that gets up people's noses. I call that the amateur network marketer. And you know, most people who join network marketing don't bother to get properly trained on how to approach people before they start approaching people. And because they don't bother to get trained, they simply become the pub bore in network marketing. They pin people against the wall and they bang on about their products and about what's wonderful about the products and virtually force people to buy them. People don't like that. Is it any surprise that people feel negative about that kind of approach? But is that to do with network marketing? No. Is that to do with the product? No. It was entirely to do with the way that they were approached, the amateur way in which they were approached. And it's important to recognize that that happens a lot in our industry simply because either people weren't given the training in order to do it properly, or they didn't avail themselves of the training that was provided for them. What we need to do, if somebody says, oh, well, I had this friend who down the pub and he just wouldn't shut up about it, or he wouldn't shut up about trying to get me to join the business, it's that trying to get them to do something that's the key to this. Say, look, I'm not going to try and get you to do anything. What I have here is something that I think you'll be very excited about. But don't take my word for it. Come along and find out for yourself. Our business is successful because of the support and training we provide, and we'll show you how to be able to build a business without having to resort to trying to talk people into doing things that they don't want to do. So always come back to the training issue. If somebody has been involved and not been able to make a go of it, compare the fact that successful people are successful because they've received good training to the fact that people are generally unsuccessful in network marketing. As long as they're with a decent company, they're unsuccessful because they didn't really get the right sort of training. So what we need to do is find out the reason behind the question. And it could be because somebody's just joined and they're very excited. Remember, encourage them. It could be because they joined some time ago and really didn't make a go of it. The thing is to bring that round to the lack of training and to say that our business and our culture gives them the kind of training that would help them be successful and get the kind of success that network marketing can deliver. It might be that they have had a bad experience with an amateur distributor from another company who has banged on too long about the products or banged on about joining the company, and that's put them off. What we need to do again is talk about the training and say, obviously that person hadn't received the right training and they made a bit of a fool of themselves. Our business is nothing like that. Come along and find out for yourself how comfortable our business is to operate. Now, why do things like Amway, Herbalife, Clean Easy get mentioned when it comes to amateur distributors? It's quite simply because these are among the biggest network marketing companies in the world. And if they're among the biggest, they'll have the most distributors. And if they have the most distributors, it follows that they have the most amateur distributors because the proportions are broadly the same. So that's the only reason why they get mentioned more often, because they tend to have a greater number of amateur distributors because they have a greater number of distributors generally. So don't take it necessarily as a negative about the company. Don't take it necessarily as a negative about the industry. Remember, though, it gives us a great insight into what can happen if there's a lack of training for distributors. Let me be frank with you. This lack of training for distributors is a big problem in our industry, and I see it as my personal responsibility to make sure that nobody in my downline or nobody that listens to my voicemail messages will ever suffer from being an amateur networker. I want everybody to learn the professional techniques so that they can build a successful network marketing business with Forever Living products. Because not only is that good for the industry, it's good for Forever Living products, and it's good for each individual person who joins it. You see, if you don't become a professional networker and learn what you need to learn so you can teach what you need to teach, then you let the people down that you sponsor. I don't want you to do that for two reasons. One, because it's wrong to let people down in the first place. But secondly, if you don't teach people the right things in the right way, then your business is not going to grow. And I want to give you everything that I can, all the tools that I can, to ensure that your business grows too. I hope you found that helpful. That's how to answer the is it Amway, is it Herbalife, is it Clean Easy kind of question. Bye.